You see, love has no favorites. Love does not have favorites. Why are we talking about love? Because faith works by love. And the stronger my foundation of love, the more my faith and confidence in God. I said, you want to go down to breakfast? He didn't have any shoes on. I said, can I put your tennis shoes on you? He went. He said, have you seen my wife? I said, no, but let's go down to breakfast, won't you? He said, So I took him down to breakfast and left him there with somebody I hope that was more attentive than they had been. And through the day, they saw that and gave Daddy his private room. I did that because of love. Love is not passive, but it's not aggressive. It doesn't shout and holler, stomp its feet. I tell you one thing. No. Now look at 1 Corinthians 13. The child that's loved and cared for, that's not doing well at night, when Mama says, Mama's going to sit right here by your bed in this rocking chair, and I will be here if you wake up, that child has real trust and real confidence because they've been loved, they've been cared for. And that love, see, and knowing the so love of God, stretching our minds and our hearts to know the so love of God is going to cause us to have great faith in God. Now, faith doesn't come from love. It comes from hearing the Word. It comes from hearing. But once you know love, the translators say faith works by love. It says faith is exercised by love. It says faith is enhanced by love. You can see how knowing how much God loved you, that He sent His only begotten Son to die for you. And He included everything you would need, from healing to prosperity. He said, I'll meet all your need out of my riches and glory. He said, give and I'll give unto you. He said, the windows of hope and will open, pour you out a blessing. He said, I'll send my word and you're healed. He said, I'll forgive all your iniquities, all your sins, everything you would ever need. He said, I'll give every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, all things pertaining to life and godliness I'll give to you through the cross. And because of God's great love for us and love draws us together. Because of the draw of love, we just believe that. You believed it because you're born again. And we believe in His love, and so we want to do some exercise of love. Now, what we did, last week we talked about unseemly. I want us to cover a couple of things in the description of love that aren't usually explained or understood. And so we started. We skipped those that we would understand. Love is long-suffering. That's the opposite of short-suffering. Anybody needs an explanation of that? I think not. In the Greek, it means to be long of temper. And then it talks about kindness, which is benevolence, useful, beneficial, constructive. It talks about envy, which is discontent at the goodwill, the good fortune of another. You got a new car, and that kind of ticks me off because my old car is really trouble. Or you got the promotion, I didn't get one. Envy. And then vaunt not itself is not puffed up. That has to do with promoting yourself. Nobody can do this better than I can. I can't believe they asked her to do that because I know more about this than she does. It's the person who chooses, not appointed, but chooses to lead the parade. And then we came to behave itself. Behaves not unseemly. Seemly behavior is behavior that meets the standard. And we have a heavenly standard. It's translated rude, crude, bannerly. But when something is seemly, you hit the nail on the head. You did exactly what was called on for you to do. Now, the only way we're going to do this is to draw from the love of God and the Spirit of God that dwells within us. And when I know that love, I'm going to practice that love. When I understand God's love for me, His so love, I'm going to practice that love. And as my foundation becomes stronger and stronger, my trust based on the promises, my confidence in God is going to increase because I know He loves me. Did you know He loves me? God loves me. And it's going to increase your faith and your confidence in His Word. Now, people that don't know anything about love, putting their confidence, their faith in somebody that they don't know, their characteristic to the nature of. See, if you saw Wayne downtown with a beautiful blonde on his arm, I'd know that you didn't see Wayne downtown with a beautiful blonde because I've been married to him 55 years. I know him. But see, when you know somebody, then you have more confidence in him. And because I know God, I know him. I have more confidence in him. And my confidence in him causes me to behave